brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got a bunch of news coming up in about 35 minutes, and I'll continue with your calls. Lynn Spencer from the front lines of the border collapsing in Arizona, one of the leading experts out there, will be joining us. Extremely informative intel coming up. We're continuing with your phone calls right now. Steve Watson comes up for two segments here in just a moment. Let's talk to Ariel in New York. Ariel, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex Jones. My friends call me AR, and my friend Will, he's the one that always told me about this, your show, and told me how to call in. And he's always telling me and all my friends about high fructose corn syrup. I just wanted you to just tell me really quickly, what's so wrong with the high fructose corn syrup? Because it's in everything. It's in ketchup. You know, it's in everything. So,
all right, well, let's cover what we know. 80%+ of the corn in this country for the last decade has been GMO. There's different varieties of it, but mainly it's to be pesticide resistant, so it doesn't die when it gets sprayed with pesticides. It then absorbs the pesticides and concentrates in it, and in all the studies of these GMO corns with rats, it kills them. It causes organ failure. So you've got that poison in the corn syrup, and government has reported itself that upwards of half to a third, depending on which batch they test, of all major corn syrup-containing products has high levels of mercury, very high levels, because they also spray toxic waste, the leftovers from oil production, oil refining, whatever's left over, they call it fertilizer and spray the toxic waste on crops. And so then plants are very good at absorbing and drawing those heavy metals up out of the soil. So there's also the scientists reported the way corn syrup is metabolically absorbed, burns out the pancreas, but that's the least of your problems. Corn syrup is so devastating because it's filled with mercury. And it's also filled with the toxins from the GMO. And this is just hidden in plain view.
Wow, that's just unfortunate. And I just have one final question. You know, because I know health is one half of the battle, and that's why it's good. I'm glad you're
And notice how when we say no to aspartame, people stop drinking diet drinks. Suddenly they put it in tens of thousands of products and all the major sugar gums. And you say no to GMO, they put it in the corn, so it's in the filler products and all the foods. And it's almost impossible to buy food at the grocery store that isn't deadly. But it's done by design. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks. Thanks for telling me about the aspartame, too, you know. He never mentioned that to me. He always mentioned the fluoride and high fructose. But my final question is, you know, there's so many people who just don't care about what's happening, maybe until it happens. When do you think it will be the time, the exact moment, for the people who really don't care about it? Because, you know, there's people that do care like you, and they're taking action now, and it is the time to take action. But for the people who are not just there enough, when do you think the time will come for the next wave of people to stand up?
Well, I mean, it's all incremental. It's all part of a process. And the Bible talks about people being spiritually blind and not being spiritually enlightened. And so what happens is they are deceived, and they're given a great delusion. And so it doesn't matter if a half the kids on their block are got cancer. You know, they just think that's normal. And they want to care about sitcoms and the New York Yankees and acting cool with their buddies at the bar. It's too heavy for them to believe the government's poisoning them and that there's a soft kill operation to sterilize us. And so they're just already immersed in death to the point of they've just given up. We don't need the majority. We need a active, aggressive, tireless, focused minority of truth lovers and freedom lovers and life lovers who are willing to tell the truth and stand up and speak out. So, I mean, that's the bottom line. I appreciate your call, Ariel. Good to hear from you. We'll get to Alex, Matt, Rosa, Maria, Todd, and others coming up after Steve Watson is with us on several key issues straight ahead. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones. GCNLive.com is, of course, the website. We'll be right back after this quick break. GCNLive.com is the network site. My websites are PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, 8 minutes into hour number two. Glenn Spencer coming up the next hour from the front lines of the collapsing border in Arizona. And he says things are heating up. Of course, 17 killed in a machine gun attack on a birthday party yesterday. A few days before that, a big car bombing. It is getting really serious. As the failed state, Mexico, sinks into the mud, their corrupt government and police fighting with the other drug dealers over the spoils. That is coming up. Steve Watson has a key article that just went live at PrisonPlanet.com. Top Secret America, Google launches cover-up of Google spy story. Google launches cover-up of Google spy story. Now, we said search the term yesterday, Google spies, to link to an article and past articles we wrote years ago saying Google was basically an NSA front, but a corporate government. This isn't the government taking over corporations. This is the government merging with corporations. And, you know, here's one of the stories we wrote 4 years ago. Paul Watson, ex-agent, CIA seed money, helped launch Google. Steele goes further than before in detailing ties, names Google CIA liaison. So here's that article from 4 years ago. And why is this so important? Here's the article, Top Secret America, a hidden world growing beyond control. 854,000, that's as large as a major city, or 1.5 times as many live in Washington, D.C., the Washington Post reports, with the highest level security clearance, and they're all private corporate operatives. That's part of InfraGuard as well. That's the FBI liaison into this. All four parts of the Defense Department, Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, liaisoned in. The FBI, state governments, threat fusion centers, the license plate reading cameras, the cell phones tracking you, the Google software, listening to you inside your house with a microphone, keyword dataing everything. Google admits they do that, but say, don't worry, humans aren't listening. Computers are listening in your house. That was 4 years ago. They admitted that. Headline, fact, search it. Google admits microphones on computer listening to you in your home. So think of the magnitude of this. That's why Google, it comes out all over the world, has their little Google trucks, white vans going around, videotaping your street for street view. That's only the front cover. Okay? Now they have GPS coordinates via the census. Same thing was done in Europe. This is for a real-world 360 map, similar to cyberspace, but in the real world. This is what the Pentagon said over a decade ago. That's how I knew about this. This stuff's all hidden in plain view. And Google drives around and has put up masts in every major city that just grab all the wireless digital transmissions from your iPhone, your laptop, your wireless. I mean, I've got an ABC News story where they're charging thousands of people a year now for videotaping police from 100 yards away. The cops come and arrest them for eavesdropping, wiretapping, when there's no perception of privacy. There's no law violated. They still charge you. And the judges still tell the juries to convict you. When on its face, it's being thrown out of court over and over again, they don't care. So they are going to let Google, for the NSA, go out and steal all the data. And the courts just ruled last week Google can do that in the U.S. and Australia. Oh, yeah, you're allowed to steal everybody's data. Why is Google allowed to do things that nobody else can? Why are they allowed to digitize new books and put them on the web? And the publishers can't stop them because they are the new corporate government. So corporations, the elite corporations who aren't free market, they are becoming the government. And Steve Watson wrote an excellent article about this that the term Google spies was the hottest search and the hottest search. Those are two different terms. It was volcanic. That's their highest rating. And we have screenshots of that we'll put up from his article because he has the screenshots in it in his story, Top Secret America, Google Launches Cover-Up Over Google Spies Story. But I wanted to read this quote from John Quincy Adams, John Adams' son. Courage and perseverance have a magical talisman before which difficulties disappear and obstacles vanish into air. And that is the final statement in this great article written by Andrew Steele. It's up on InfoWars.com. Deleted Obama deception movie restored after Google nailed with calculated search blitz. But the point is, Google is now censoring terms that expose their spying. Their search system is a fraud, and it's not just to predict what's going to happen in the future by tracking trends, but to manipulate the outcomes of societal movements. They want you to read about Mel Gibson. They want you to read about Lindsay Lohan. They want to make you read about Vandersloot. They want to make you be obsessed with the New York Yankees owner dying. Instead of real issues that affect you and your family, like the global depression being engineered by design, or private corporations becoming the government. Just a decade ago, there were no more than 5,000 people, Congress reports, intelligence community, maybe 10,000, depending if you look at the intelligence breakdowns differently, but a fraction that had this highest level security clearance. Now 800 plus thousand private corporate shills have it. Let's go to Steve Watson. We'll have him with us until about 45 after, then I'll get into the other news and your calls. Steve Watson, good to have you here with us today, sir.
It's good to be back, Alex.
Well, I tell you, we certainly analyzed this correctly in the last decade, and now it's just admitted that Google, Oracle, and others are at the very top of this private corporate takeover of the planet. Your government is now transferring most government activities over to these private operations. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like you were saying yesterday. It's an open secret now, and, you know, people try and link Google. They say Google has, you know, extensive links to intelligence to CIA and NSA, but it's like we were saying yesterday, it doesn't has become part of the intelligence apparatus. It's, you know, we've written articles previously, you know, multiple articles documenting this, and I've linked to them all today in my article today, which is Top Secret America, Google Launches Cover-Up of the Google Spies Story. So we've taken what's been unfolding in the past few days, but we've also contextualized it with all the previous articles we've written, which, if you go to this article, they're all linked at the bottom, and you can read them and get them out to everyone, because it's important to understand, especially this week with the Washington Post story coming out, it's important to understand the relationship that Google, not just Google, but others, you know, other communication companies have, because it's part of the overall attack on the free internet. It's all linked into the Pentagon, the federal government, the fusion centers, everything. They're all linked in together. And once you understand how big that is, you understand how hard we have to fight to keep the free internet. So, I mean, if we just go over Google's links or Google's intrinsic links to the intelligence apparatus from these previous articles, earlier this year, it was revealed that Google specifically has a government arm that works directly with the government and the intelligence agencies. So the public side, what, you know, we see as the search engines, the street view, everything like that, that's one side of it. But behind that, there's a whole other side of it, which is, you know, specifically set up to work with the intelligence apparatus. It was revealed earlier this year that they were setting up a sort of spy force to work directly with the NSA. And the pretext that was given for this was that Google suffered a cyber attack. Now, obviously, that was used as an excuse for the government to come in and say, right, you've suffered a cyber attack. We don't want America to suffer a cyber attack, so we need to work with you behind the scenes. So they basically set up a spy force with the NSA to, and if you go to this article entitled Google Reestablishes Relationship with Government Spies, it's broken down in there.
And that's a whitewash, because they were founded by these people. And again, this allows a select mega technology companies to control the infrastructure of the web, and they are to police the entire surveillance grid, and they are to decide under cybersecurity who can even have a license to be an IT professional. Everyone under the Cybersecurity Act will be licensed by the government. Even ISPs that have 100 or more customers must be wired through the NSA. The FCC saying everything on your computer will be controlled by black box software that filters what you can see and tracks everything you're looking at. I mean, this makes Chinese-style net censorship look tame in comparison. And so they just use the claim that China had kicked Google out, and they've now let them back in, as the pretext to say, oh, we're establishing ties to the NSA. When they are NSA software, it was created by the NSA.
Yeah. People that previously worked with the CIA and the NSA have just, you know, hopped over, become leading players at Google in this sort of government arm of it. This is all detailed in the articles that I've linked to. And you've got to remember that the NSA was, you know, publicly outed as the intelligence agency that was monitoring, you know, everyone's computers and telephones. And then earlier this year, it was just announced that Google's going to set up this spy force directly with them. So they're just basically, you know, revealing what we already know. It's an open secret.
And we have Google that owns YouTube deleting the Obama deception and then restoring the Obama deception. And then now we have them censoring all these search terms that expose them for what they really are, which is a huge story. Let's talk about that when we come back with Steve Watson. This is Key Information, straight ahead.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride? At less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back the country was strong. Back before Elk.
Okay, let's go back to Steve Watson. Steve, shifting gears into our own little war with Google. I noticed yesterday in the top 10 searches, and we have screenshots of this, the Washington Post Top Secret America was one of the top. Steve, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, great. I noticed that Top Secret America was one of the top searches. That was also deleted, and if you searched, it was nowhere in there. So they just, it said cannot be found. And they knocked out our top search, Obama spies. And so this shows they are actively in there blocking people finding out about how they're an NSA front.
Yeah, and the other thing to point out about that is some people have said that, well, you know, the terms are just dropping out. But, you know, there's no way that they're just dropping out, because if you go to the screenshots, which are in my article today, the top article on Prison Planet, take a look at the screenshots in there. It shows you the times where people began to search these terms, Google spies, etc. It shows you the spike in traffic, and it also shows you all the LinkedIn news articles, all the LinkedIn blog posts. That's the effect that it has. People start picking up on it, and people start writing about it on their blogs. And, you know, this term Google spies, which was linked to the story we wrote yesterday, we asked, you know, all the listeners and everyone to search that to get it to the top of the trends chart. It went to the top. Half an hour later, it was nowhere to be seen. And if you search for it, there were no linked news articles. There were no linked blog posts, which is impossible because, as you can see from the screenshots, there were already, you know, loads of news articles and blog posts about this story. So that means that somebody who has access to Google Trends is going in there, knocking out these search terms that we're asking people to put in, to elevate these important stories above the other meaningless stuff that's in there. And the fact that the terms that we're asking our listeners and readers to search are getting up to number one so quickly, and as you said, the Washington Post expose, which is a 2-year investigation into basically it compiles everything that we already really know, the open secret. But that was a major report. That was at number 9 when we screenshotted it, whereas the term Google spy that we asked our listeners and readers to search was at number 1. So that shows the effect that this can have, a snowball effect, you know, where people are picking it up, people are writing about it, linking to our original stories.
Well, that's exactly what's happening, Steve. And today I want to do it again. I'm not going to do this all the time. And I think it's important to listeners not spam. I don't think people should use a robot or a system that just keeps reloading it. Just yourself, you know, a few times today, because I think that's all it takes. We have so many listeners. Go search the term Google launches, and then that might make it past their sensors for a few more hours as well. But Google launches, and then that will take them to the story you've written, Top Secret America, Google Launches Cover-Up of Google Spies Story. So just search the term Google Launches, G-O-O-G-L-E-L-A-U-N-C-H-E-S. If everybody will search the term Google Launches, and then they'll find the fact that the story is Top Secret America, Google Launches Cover-Up of Google Spies Story, then they can see that Google is tied to this Top Secret America corporate takeover, this corporate coup d'etat of our entire infrastructure, and it's an unfair trade advantage as well. And so we can really rout these people if we realize that we can, or we can roll over to their complete takeover. But please, search the term, everyone, Google launches. Google launches. And at first, it was 20, 30 articles on Sunday about this. Then it was hundreds yesterday. It's hundreds of articles about the Obama deception, about their censorship, about everything. And we're really showing people what we can do when we take action. So everyone, and you watch, by the end of the show, it's going to be the number one search. Google launches. Google launches. And they're going to hate it when it's not Lindsay Lohan. They're going to hate it when it's not Mel Gibson. They want to keep you focused on stupid stuff like that instead of 850-something thousand highest-level security clearance, private corporate globalist crooks with the highest-level security clearances overthrowing America.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
You got it.
The newsman is coming to you.
All right, you are go. All right, you are go.
We see the earth.
You got it.
We see the earth now.
You got it.
All right, your phone calls are coming up and a bunch of other news we haven't even gotten to yet, and we'll take you to the front lines in Arizona. We're going back to Steve Watson to finish up on the report that we're working on here with him. But, I mean, is this the country you want to live in where we're just used to fund a global empire and private international anti-American companies are censoring everything and spying on everything you do illegally and then censoring us when we try to expose that Google spies? That's why you got to search the term Google launches. We're going back to Steve here in just a moment. I want to tell you about Akola Blue, the atmospheric water generator. It grabs humidity out of the air, and the small unit produces 7.5 gallons a day. They've got bigger units that do thousands of gallons a day. The little unit's a great little unit. It looks like a water cooler without a water bottle on top of it. The best, cleanest drinking water you're going to find anywhere. That is EcolaBlue.com, EcolaBlue.com, EcolaBlue.com. Or give them a call and get a free information packet, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. And they've also got three-month payment options for folks on their units as well, EcolaBlue.com. And lastly, I'm going to tell you about Inner Health Botanicals. We live in a toxic environment daily. We're bombarded with chemtrails, fluorides, pesticides, and other equally toxic chemicals. The folks on the Gulf Coast now have to worry about benzene, hydrocarbon, sulfide, methane, glycol and the dispersant Corexit, just to name a few of the added dangers to their health. To stay ahead of the complicated games the New World Order plays, you need to stay healthy, and the products from Interfood Botanicals will help you be on top of your game for that fight. These guys have been around for 6 years, and their products are awesome. My wife and I use them, so a lot of people here at the office. Interfood builds your body's defenses and helps you get rid of toxins. Try the Alex Jones combo with the coconut milk powder. They have the NutriCafe coffee and so much more to boost your immune system. They have a ton of other herbal products that really work, so give them a try today. Interfood, E-N-E-R-Food.com. That's Interfood.com. Or give them a call, 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, Interfood.com and ColaBlue.com, two great sponsors that I believe in. Okay, going back to Steve Watson. Steve.
Yeah.
I think this is really showing us, though, not only how much Google censors and tries to protect themselves and cover up the crimes they're committing, spying on everybody illegally, but it also shows how they are protected. And it also shows the power the people have to fight back when they stand up.
Yeah, I mean, this is the info war. This is the epicenter. I mean, if people, you know, this episode has shown that if everyone takes action, if everyone takes, you know, it's not even that difficult to search these things. If everyone does that, gets them to the top of these trend charts, even if they try and censor them, even if they do censor them, we write stories about them censoring them. They have to censor the stories about us, about, you know, the censorship. So this is the info war. People have got to, you know, take on this snowball effect and run with it.
Well, that's a good point. The globalist have learned that when we win victories against NAFTA highways or surveillance or wars or tyranny, that we then think we're dumb, are done and go home. But they understand it's a war. They always keep pushing and pressing and never stopping. We have to be the same way. This is like a boxing match. You don't punch them one time and they fall over. This has got to be an ongoing rolling with the punches and whoever wants it most.
It has, yeah. And I mean, you know, we've documented how we wrote an article recently called "The Lights Are Going Out" for the internet, and that's got, you know, several links to several articles we've written about all the different ways that the internet is being attacked. And if, you know, let's face it, if we lose the internet, half of the battle is lost, because it is, you know, the modern day equivalent of the printing press. It is freedom. Electronic freedom. You know, there's no other way that we can reach as many people as we can if we lose this. So we've got to focus on, you know, fighting this long war, fighting these battles, winning these battles. But, you know, the job's not done. The job's never done. We can have small victories, but they're going to come back and they're going to throw more at us. So we've just got to focus down and keep going.
Well, that's it, Steve. Resistance is victory, and history has shown that. And the globalists built the internet. The NSA joked more than 20 years ago. They called it Worldwide Wiretap. That was their joke. What WWW stood for was Worldwide Wiretap. And even though it's their grid and their system, alternative media has now, what, a year ago in the statistics, supplanted. And it's bigger than mainstream media, and it's only swinging more in our direction. So the system, the mainstream media, government, and corporations, the top corporations are teaming up to not just destroy the web, but to destroy the free web and create a plastic corporate facsimile of it, a shadow of it. And they're advertising it as trendy and glitzy and Internet 2. But as they've said for 10 years in Internet 2 meetings, they always start the meetings by "the Internet is dead." You know, long live Internet 2. So they get us addicted to the web, then they kill the old web. It's kind of like the big bankers come in and put toll roads on existing roads. They're just coming in and taking over our internet right now, and it's so outrageous. If we stand up and speak out against it, they're not going to get away with it. I mean, Australia's starting to back off net censorship, they said, for at least a year. Italy's starting to back off a bit because the public isn't going along with it, and none of us need to go along with this. We need to say no, 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 and point out what's happening here.
Yeah, and it is. They, you know, they, like you said, the internet was, it was, in, it was started, it was invented by the Pentagon, by the military, and they now refer to it as the illegitimate child, the one that got away, because the people have taken over the internet. And now they refer to it, you know, in terms of fighting it as if it's, you know, they need several documents, they say they're going to fight the net as if it's, you know, a weapons system. Department of Defense documents that we...
Well, they talk about anti-war people, pro-Second Amendment people, anti-Federal Reserve. We're the enemy. That's, they're not fighting, quote, terrorists on the web. They're fighting us. And, Steve, you agree with me that we're getting very ripe with their preconditioning for staged false flag attacks on the web, that these private corporations and government will launch themselves as a pretext to shut down the free web as we know it?
Well, that's the only way that they can keep going with this, keep pushing this censorship thing, is to have that pretext to do it. But really, it's a two-pronged attack. There's that, the cyber terror attack. And there's also the, you know, the copyright issues, which they use in to do this, essentially the same thing. You know, all the bills, we've got a bill here called the Digital Economy Act, where they, it's already passed. The government's talking about repealing it. The new government, it's already passed, but it's based upon if you or anybody in your family that uses your internet connection downloads some music or something, or a film or whatever, that's copyrighted, it's the sort of three strikes and out thing, and you've got that, you know, currently with the Lieberman thing, the kill switch bill. So it's a two-pronged attack. They've got the cyber terrorism thing and the copyright thing. So they're going to keep pushing both of those agendas to get the censorship, to keep the censorship going.
The good news is the Pentagon first designed the internet to be able to take a nuclear strike, so you can't shut it off. And that's why they're just trying to take it over instead of shutting it off, because it's designed like a brain to just keep growing new neurons when they try to shut it off. And now that people have such a hunger for alternative information, I think the globalists have already lost the battle. And they are going to fail if we simply take action and stand up against them. And I know you're about to go out to a meeting here in a moment, Steve, but I'm going to call you during the next break because I have another huge idea for a story tomorrow that we can make the number one search that is going to devastate these people. I mean, the light bulb just went on a few minutes ago above my head, and we've demonstrated that our ideas are quite effective here. We also use a lot of our great listeners' ideas when they call in with them. It was a caller Friday who said, I'm sick of Lindsay Lohan and Mel Gibson being above the BP oil spill. And I said, well, let's just make the Obama deception the number one search. It's already the number one video when you type in the name Obama. And we did that. We showed people the power. But I've got an idea that is really going to head them off at the pass, Steve. And so I know you're about to go out in about 20 minutes. So I'll call you during this next break because I don't want to say this idea on air and give the enemy a heads up. But you can write an article tomorrow. Your brother's on vacation, so you're doing double duty. Paul Watts and Steve Watson are brothers. But we really appreciate you, Steve, and your family and all the great work you do.
That's no problem at all, Alex. It's a pleasure.
Pleasure having Steve Watson on with us. Steve, are you still there?
Yeah.
Steve Watson does the best Emperor Palpatine imitation I've ever seen. And for some light humor here, we got to have that occasionally. Will you please give us an Emperor Palpatine imitation?
Okay. Everything is proceeding exactly as I have foreseen.
Do the you've done well, Lord Vader one.
You have done well, Lord Vader.
We hope the cartoon industry doesn't hire you away to do bad guy voices.
I'm looking forward to completing your training. In time, you will call me master.
Say, in time, Google will control the entire web.
In time, Google shall control the entire web.
Man, this is good. But you know, they said 2 years ago that Google wants to be the internet. In fact, guys, search that term, Google to become the internet. I mean, that's really something they're pushing. And then we know Google is NSA. This is amazing. In fact, as Emperor Google, talk about your surveillance of the little slaves, or the head of Facebook calling his users dumb effers because they trust him.
Well, the head of Facebook, he is my servant. I have instructed him directly to refer to the users as silly little effers. They will all in time call me master.
All right. Hey, Steve, you're awesome. Do your Lord Monken imitation. Come on now, baby. I'm waiting. This is what goes on behind the scenes, folks. Go ahead.
Monken, okay. I've got to get into character for Monken. We've had the debates. The time is over. I've tried to get in touch with Al Gore. I've said, come on, Al, baby. I'm waiting. But he won't have any of it.
You know, Steve, you've actually got a degree in politics, don't you? What's your degree?
I've got a master's degree in international relations.
That's right. And of course,
and a degree in impression.
Exactly. I hired your brother, and then I found out how intelligent you were about the New World Order and hired you. I mean, I've had your brother working with me for, what, 9 years, and you for, is it 7 or 8?
Yeah, he's 9. He's 9 years. I've always been there, but, the operation expanded, about 2004, 2005. That's when I came in, properly full-time. I've been working on Infowars.net since then.
Well, Weldon Henson's worked for us for about 5 years in the shipping department, and now his band is getting so popular, he's flying to Paris and Nashville and packing the top places here in Austin. Weldon might be leaving us soon because his country band's gotten so successful, and he is a talented guy. You've actually got a rock band, and I hope it doesn't get too popular so we lose you, Steve. But Steve, even if your band gets picked up big time and it's starting to get a lot of traction, you're not going to leave us, are you? You're not going to leave the Info War.
No, I'm not going to leave the Info War.
Give folks a plug for your band and your MySpace website.
The band is called Ice Station Zebra, which is named after a book about... it's like a Cold War espionage intrigue book that starred, and it was made into a film with Patrick McGoohan from The Prisoner. So that's what the band's named after. If you type that in to a search engine, you'll get to our tunes and stuff.
Ice Station Zebra. All right, buddy. Hey, good having you on with us. I appreciate you spending time. And the search term for tomorrow, I'm going to call. Well, just stay on hold. I'll talk to you during the break. And thank you, Steve Watson, because I got a big idea for tomorrow. But the idea today is Google launches. You search that term, send it to the top, Google launches. Then hundreds of other newspapers, magazines, web blogs will then see it's the top search. They'll then try to find out what's happening and write a story about Steve Watson's article, Top Secret America, Google Launches Cover-Up of Google Spies Story. See, because they blocked out the word Google Spies. It was number one yesterday. They removed it totally. It went back up today, removed it totally. So now when you search Google Launches, it will lead you to Google Spies. And we can play this hopscotch game with them forever, even though they're in there trying to block us. Now, I was having some fun with Steve there. We're going to come back in the next segment, the segment after that, and we're going to talk to Alex, Matt, Rosa, Maria, Mojo, and Shelley. And then 8 minutes after, into the hour after that, we're going to be having, coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to have Glenn Spencer on, who's probably the leading researcher that I know on what's happening to our borders, the North American Union, our country being sacrificed on the altar of globalism. That is all coming up. I briefly wanted to remind listeners, part two of the Obama deception is the fall of the Republic. Fall of the Republic, the presidency of Barack H. Obama. You can get the DVD at Infowars.com if you want it in the highest quality with the extras and to support us, or to give it as a gift to somebody, the gift of waking them up. People tend to watch it when it's the high quality, DVD cover and things. Or you're welcome to burn copies of it and give it to people. In fact, I want you to. I'm begging you to. Air it on Access Television. But expanding on that, it is part two of the Obama deception. It's free online. It's on Change the Channel. It's got about 2 million views there, a couple more million views on YouTube, millions and millions of others. It's probably got about 10 million views total online, Obama deception 25+ mil with the different versions. So send this link out to everybody, too, Fall of the Republic. But they're really scared of this because when you type Obama in, it was the number one link, Obama deception, into Google, into Yahoo. Now, it's not like that since they took the video down. But let's see if that's Let's see if that's changed now since yesterday. It had gone from not being in the top 10 to being number 5 once they reinstated it. Let's see if when you type in Obama, it's risen to the top again. Obama.
Obama. Obama. Obama.
See, I can do imitations, too. That's an Obama supporter.
Obama.
And Obama is, you know, and his cohorts are like two giant wolves between some bug-eyed sheep, and the sheep's like caressing up to the leg of the wolf who has saliva dripping. He's licking his chops. He's about to eat him, and they're just cozying up, like Obama, Obama. All right, I'm out of control, ladies and gentlemen. Just trying to have some fun here. It's hard to be serious all the time. Let's type Obama in and see what happens. And no, sir, it's like link number 5 still. So they had some victory there. When you type Obama in, it's the 5th link. My film, not number 1. So I guess they got what they wanted to a certain extent. You've got to go in online, click on that link to the video to drive it to the top. We'll see how they like that. We'll be right back with your phone calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
I started my plugging for the films earlier, didn't point out you can get 4 copies of The Obama Deception for $19.95, high-quality DVD and the highest quality with the extras. You can get 10 copies for $39.95, so that's right at $4 a piece. Or what's that come out to? Yeah, right at $4 a piece. All available at InfoWars.com in the secure online shopping cart, or you can call toll free 888-253-3139. Air it on Access TV. Have local showings. You know, there was a fella who rents time on one of the biggest LA TV stations a few months ago, and he has like 1 hour every Saturday, and he aired 1 hour of it. And then the next week they gave him his money back and said, you can't air the second half of that. We had pressure put on us. They do not want you to see the Obama deception and fall of the Republic or Invisible Empire. They deleted Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. They're all available at InfoWars.com. Okay, I'm done talking about that. You know they want it shut down, so get it out to everybody. Let's talk to Alex in Connecticut. Alex, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you? First of all, my family and I want to thank you for your hard work. I just have a couple points I would like to make. We live in a small town in the northwest corner of Connecticut, and my sister that's 16 and I go to our nearest towns to post stickers, articles, and posters up. And every time we go back to put new information on, everyone takes our stuff down, and it's incredible how people are so disrespectful, ignorant, and brainwashed. But Alex, we're not going to stop. We keep going every week to put new information up. Also, I just want to point out that we've also researched bottled waters like Poland Spring, Fiji, Pellegrino, and they all contain fluoride. For example, if you go to Fiji's website, they state that fluoride would increase bone density. And now, our family and I are buying Penta water that we buy from our local health food store. Also, I have a question for you. My fiancé and I have a daughter, and she's 15 months old. And the last time we were at the doctor, she had told us that we had to bring Gabby to get her blood drawn out because of the lead. Now, do you know anything about that? I'm a young mom.
No, I mean... They tell the doctors who just follow orders, and most of them are compartmentalized and aren't really that smart, that, oh, you know, we take the baby's blood at birth to test for diseases. Well, why doesn't the hospital just do it? No, it's sent to the government and kept in a database. That's now admitted. It has nothing to do with a blood test. And, yes, there is a lot of levels of lead. The government knows it's in the soft drinks, the foods. It's put there by design. That's on record. And then their answer is, oh, we got to test everybody for their blood. And they just mandate this stuff. But chances are they're going to try to test it for marijuana or something and try to, you know, take your child. They do all sorts of stuff. Doctors are now indentured servants of the health department, itself a eugenics office of racial hygiene. The health department was set up for racial hygiene, to exterminate people. That's just a historical fact, and the average health department person doesn't even know. They're just compartmentalized to do all of this. And so they may be, recommending that test because the doctor really cares. She may not even know that it's being sent off to the health department, or it may not even be being sent off. And we know all the blood they take at birth is. So that's a complex issue. But you can find the doctor you choose of your choice. My rule is I don't take my children to the doctor unless they're really sick. And none of my children have ever had a shot. And does that mean there might be some, you know, pathogenic thing they can get? Yes, but I've weighed the dangers. I know what they're putting in the vaccines. You know, I knew the flu shot was a fraud, and it came out it was. So you just can't trust these people to do anything. Better eat organic. Better keep your child away from all this adulterated government stuff, and they will thank you for it. I appreciate your call. God bless you. We'll be back in 70 seconds with the third hour, straight to your phone calls, then a guest. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.